Episode 2794, The Power of Togetherness.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. Coming off of a short week, but maybe a longer weekend would be nice. But you know what? Take a deep breath. It's Relationship Builders Day. And I want you to focus on the people who mean the most to you, especially your spouse. The power of togetherness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, life is not made to be lived apart from one another. The power of togetherness anchors the actions that express love. So come together. On September 8th, 2022, our friends across the pond lost their dear queen, who was Britain's longest reigning monarch for 70 years. Yet she never looked at her position as reigning, but as serving. Her devotion to service was impeccable and a model to us all. On Friday, just yesterday, there was a service of prayer and reflection for Queen Elizabeth II at St. Paul's Cathedral. And I had a moment to sit down and watch it because, you know, it's interesting being over here in the United States. What I think the monarchy really symbolizes to the people is they're a symbol of hope. They're not so confined to all the stuff that happens out there. When you look at democracy and what there is, which is wonderful, but they exude their leadership in a different way. And so during the service of prayer and reflection, the new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, who Queen Elizabeth just inaugurated her into her position on Tuesday, she reflected on what mattered to the Queen. And in her reading, she said that the Queen believed of the power of togetherness. Nowadays, you know, there just appears to be more disconnect and separation than togetherness. Everyone wants it their own way or no way. When you think about it, in marriage, there is power in togetherness. I bet you've heard the stories of couples that only refer to their disagreements and arguments. You know, they keep score. They only focus more on the negative than the positive. It's the rumbles under the breath that ring so loudly. Well, you haven't done this for me. So why do I have to do anything for you today? You don't care about anyone except yourself. Why can't you get up and do it? Selfishness in any relationship is bad, especially in a marriage. You can't overcome reactions if you don't control your actions. Think about that for a moment. You can't overcome reactions if you don't control your actions. Because the only thing you can control is yourself. And I look to the Queen and I see throughout her reign, 25 years old, she became Queen. King Charles now was 3 years old. And he's waited 70 years to be in the position that he is at 73. Now my heart breaks for the royal family, for King Charles and Queen Consort Camilla, also Prince of Wales and Princess of Wales, and Harry and Meghan. And it's one of those things where, you know, we look at it from afar, right? Because we're in the U.S. and it's different. A lot of people are fascinated by the monarch and what happens. But you know what fascinates me? It's how Queen Elizabeth lived her life, how she made decisions. She was the most devoted human being to England, to the countries that she served, to her missions. She had such compassion. She cared about those. It wasn't about her reign, but more about who she loved. And it's interesting how I believe we've come into technology of saying, oh, we're so connected. We've got social media here and we can meet people around the world. But in actuality, we are disconnected. And the problem where we're really disconnected is within our own four walls, our homes. And it starts with a family. And that family begins with the marital unit. And that's a husband and wife. So put your actions where your love is. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put your actions where your love is. In honor of Queen Elizabeth, her life and her legacy, let's take a page from her book, the life that she lived, and the life and the example that she left to us, her legacy. She was one who always led with what? Compassion. I wouldn't say she always led with her heart, because some people say, oh, well, leading with your heart's a bad thing. But in my opinion, she did always lead with her heart. And that's not a bad thing, especially in a relationship. You see, service was her focus. She put her actions where her love was. She wouldn't have done what she did if it wasn't for her being devoted to her country, to her family, to her missions. So how can you take a book out of her page in honor of her? Number one, you want to see life together. If all you focus on is being apart and doing only what you want, that's going to create a wedge in your marriage. So see what your spouse needs from you. And if you don't know, ask. Questions are so important in a relationship. So ask. And that leads me to number two, ask how you can serve. One of my favorite questions of all times is, what can I do for you today? When was the last time you asked that question of your spouse? What can I do for you, babe? What can I do to honor you today? Man, that is a foundation shaker. It's also a foundation builder. And I'm telling you right now, our marriages, they need to become stronger. But unfortunately, there's just too many distractions out there. I do believe that a lot of us are wanting that stronger marriage. But it's easy for us just to, you know, throw up our hands in the air and say, I don't want to work that hard. It's all right. See life together. Ask how you can serve. Get direction from your spouse as to how they need you to show up. And then finally, number three, knock on what matters. Draw closer to each other by being together. You know, like I said before, the queen was beloved because she chose to be a part of those she loved, her family, her country, her missions. Life wasn't about her being queen, but how she served those she loved. The power of togetherness. So where in your relationship can you show up as the queen did? You know, I think this can only put a smile on our face. You know, every family has disconnect. Every family has dysfunction. But they also have some impeccable, beautiful gifts. And sometimes those gifts, those blessings, you got to look really hard and search for them. But the queen gave a lot to her family, to her country, to her missions. And so if you want to kind of take a step back and put yourself in her shoes, where in your relationship can you show up like the queen did? Think about it. All you have to do is when something comes on from the news or you read an article, they're celebrating her life for 10 days. I think now we're down to 9 days. And all of this has been planned out. And so over the next course of a week and change, we're going to see some incredible things. So when you hear and you listen to her legacy, how we celebrate her, put yourself in her shoes and take a page from her book. How can you show up as the queen did? And don't pretend that you've got it all together, because we all fall apart. Just own the mess and move forward. And remember this, life is oh so precious. Make each other better because you are together. One thing that I just love about Queen Elizabeth is her smile. And I truly believe that her smile was connected to her heart. There was just something about it. And I don't know if you saw the reports, but on the day she died, September 8th, very shortly thereafter, there was this beautiful double rainbow above Buckingham Palace. Now, I believe it was not a coincidence. It's up for you to decide what you believe. But wouldn't it be nice to know that the life that you have lived and those you have served, and for those especially closest to you that you have loved, that when it's time for you to be gone and you move from this earth to your eternal home, that you too will have a beautiful rainbow above your home. There's something special about Queen Elizabeth II and her reign. I don't think we will ever see that in hundreds of years to come, because there won't be a woman at this moment in time to fill her shoes, just because of the lineage of the royal family and who's next in line. So look at your marriage. What can you take from Queen Elizabeth II, from across the pond, and implement in your own relationship with your spouse? Master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.